If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. I'm clearly living an imperfect day because I'm at work, and work is not listed on my perfect day, EB.
Right.
But this is what we have to do.
Right.
You sacrifice. Gotta, you got to pay the bills to put food on your family, like George Bush used to say way back in the day. All right, let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Sam Bruckhaus, senior NFL analyst and data scientist for Sumer Sports.
Nice.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. We're getting closer and closer to the draft. Yes. That means the intrigue is heating up. And man, I'm excited. This is one of the more, you know, intriguing question mark drafts that I can remember of late.
Yeah, right. People can go to at Sumer Sports on Twitter, and the NFL draft guide is live. We highly recommend that you do that. So I wanted to get your take on the Commanders from like an out-of-market perspective. First of all, it's a little weird that the Commanders are picking so late because we're used to them picking early in NFL drafts. We're not really used to them picking 29th. So what do you think they should be targeting there? And what do you think of the big headliner splashy moves by Adam Peters during the offseason, notably bringing in Deebo Samuel from the Niners and Laremy Tunsil to help upgrade the offensive line here in D.C.?
Yeah, I think for Commanders fans, this might be the first time in a while that you trust from ownership all the way down to the head coach to make the right decision. Mm-hmm. And you look at where they sit and you look at where what Adam Peters did in the offseason, and it's clear to me that they just did not love the prospects in this draft. And they thought that there was more value in trading draft picks and trying to acquire players that could be impact players immediately, that could help Jaden Daniels play well on his rookie contract, rather than try to target some of these players, which, you know, it's a deep draft. You can get into the third and fourth rounds and still get good players. But at the top of the draft, there's a lot of question marks after about pick five. And so I think in the first round, if they don't end up trading back or doing something of that note, I think cornerback has to be the position. There's a cluster of cornerbacks that should be available around the end of the first round, maybe into the second round. Headlined kind of by Savon Ravel from ECU. But they're all these athletic guys, high potential, but pretty much all of them have a question mark, typically due to injury, especially a guy like Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame. That's another cornerback. I think that's the direction they'll probably want to go in the earlier rounds. But I wouldn't be shocked if they continue on the trading war path and end up trading back a couple times, maybe trying to get more value for future years while kind of trading back if they think it's the same value or type of player that will be available.
Hmm. All right, let's get your opinion on some of these top prospects. What do you see Travis Hunter more as, a wide receiver or a corner?
I think the consensus is that he can provide more value at the cornerback position. I think that the way the wide receiver position generally works, just kind of swapping guys in and out, we see wide receivers come off the field a lot more than we did maybe 10, 15 years ago. And so the consensus is that you put them in at cornerback, particularly because some of those teams at the top of the draft badly, badly need cornerback help. And then you swap them in as almost a gadget player or a third down guy or in certain packages on the wide receiver side of the ball. I, for one, think you let him do what he's done best in his career, which is just do both. Now, obviously, you're going to have to probably decrease the snap count from what it was in Colorado, but that's what makes this guy a generational player and perhaps probably the only true generational player in this draft. Consensus is that he's maybe one of two blue chip-esque certified first-round guys alongside Abdul Carter. But to be honest, I think that you just play him at both and you bring him in and you let the coaches get a hold of him, NFL-style coaching, which, he kind of already had at Colorado, and you just let him continue to be himself. I don't think you want to put a player like Travis Hunter in a square hole if he's a round peg, per se.
Yeah. There are so many, Sam, there's so many teams that are kind of desperate for quarterbacks, and Cleveland is certainly one of them. But everything you're hearing is that, you know, Shador, that's just a little too high at two for Shador to go to. First of all, give us your thoughts on Shador. And then, you know, when you look at the lineup, when you look at Cleveland at two, when you look at certainly the Giants at three, although they went out and signed some veteran quarterbacks, but they certainly need one for the future. When you look at, you know, the Saints at nine, you know, the Steelers at 21. Talk to me about Shador. Do you like him? Are you just on Shador? And what team do you think fits perfectly in the first round?
So I'm going to get a little nerdy data scientist.
Good. That's what I want. Yeah.
When you're looking at these quarterbacks, there's a lot of research out there about what they call the quarterback prediction problem. And that problem is that at the top of the draft, often we see that the second draft quarterback who is drafted highly ends up being better than the first. This has happened in the last 2 years. C.J. Stroud, Rookie of the Year over Bryce Young. Jaden Daniels sitting there in Washington, Rookie of the Year over Caleb Williams. And basically the idea that we kind of know who the elite level quarterbacks are, but we can never put them in the correct order has been a problem throughout the NFL's history. And so when you're looking at Cam Ward, you're looking at Shador Sanders, there is kind of a gap in the consensus view, the consensus big board, but it seems certified that one of them is quarterback one and quarterback two. You look at Cam Ward, he's certainly a traits prospect. He's a guy who you think you can build into a Josh Allen type player, or I've heard a lot of Steve McNair comparisons as well. Shador Sanders is more of your typical dropback passer, but he has been immensely accurate. We have these beautiful completion percentage over expected maps, which basically means at what rate are you nailing guys based on every other throw that all other quarterbacks have made. And there's a lot of blue and a lot of green on there. He's extremely accurate. So I think it's more of kind of a taste profile. But you bring up the Browns. I was a real radical earlier on in the draft process that the Browns were going to go quarterback, or perhaps the Giants may trade up and go quarterback, which latest news, apparently they're evaluating him out there in Colorado very, very late in the game. What I figured out, though, after thinking about it, reviewing some research, is that the Browns are an immensely analytical organization. They're led by Paul DePodesta, who is kind of the character from Moneyball, Jonah Hill's character from Moneyball. That's the same guy. And I think they're not betting that they know which quarterback is better or if Jackson Dart could be better. I think they're betting that they can trade back or just wait and draft Travis Hunter. And those quarterbacks will still be available. So I think what the Browns are doing is not really trying to evaluate these players. They're trying to run models and make bets that regardless of their evaluation of these players, that they may be available at 33 and they may be able to snag a Shador Sanders at the end of the first round trading back in or at the beginning of the second round with their pick. So it's a very interesting kind of game of roulette here that they're playing where – you know, do the Steelers want to draft a quarterback? Do the Saints want to draft a quarterback? There's a lot of uncertainty, but I think they're making a bet, basically, if they end up going with Travis Hunter at 2, that they'll end up still getting a quarterback at 33.
We're joined by Sam Bruckhaus, senior NFL analyst, data scientist for Sumer Sports. Is Jalen Milroe, the Alabama quarterback, is he making a mistake by being in the green room for the first round? Is there any way he sneaks into the late first round? Do you see him as more as a second or third round quarterback prospect?
So I was really fascinated by that, especially because Jackson Dart is also going to the draft, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he is.
And I just want to know what they know that we don't. Which is very interesting. You know, we're at the part of the draft process now where there's excellent insiders who have really detailed information that are reporting on these kind of things. And it doesn't seem as if Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart will be taken in the first round. And some mock drafts have guys like Tyler Shuck going above them. And so I want to understand what I'm missing here. I'd be pretty shocked if there's three or four quarterbacks drafted in the first round, especially given the postseason evaluation of these guys. I don't know what's so radically changed in the last 2 weeks. To answer your question on Milroe, I think if you're adding this guy, it's a true potential play, and or you want to raise your floor utilizing his rushing ability. He's the best rushing quarterback in this draft, and it's not particularly close. You just want to think, can I get the throwing power, the throwing accuracy that I got versus teams like Georgia, or am I going to get the guy who really, really struggled against South Carolina? I think the highs and the lows of the passing from Jalen Miller are what will scare teams off, but the rushing has been consistent. It has been done at an extremely high level against teams like Georgia and LSU, and it's popped up. So I think he's more of a second or third round guy, but the Steelers are really the one that I have highlighted as a team that might like Jalen Milroe.
When you look at the receivers, Tet McMillan, stud, I mean, big guy, great hands. Luther Burden, really, you know, smaller, but, you know, really good receiver. I really like Trey Harris from Ole Miss. He battled some injuries this past year, but he's a really good player. Ty Felton, locally here at University of Maryland. There's some really good ones, like Buka from Ohio State. Talk to me about the receivers that you really like. And then at number 8, I would think that Carolina would look at a receiver just to give Bryce Young another weapon.
So it's going to be interesting because I am not confident that any of these players will be a breakout wide receiver one like we saw from guys like Malik Nabers. However, I'm pretty confident that there's quite a few certified good wide receiver twos. And in today's league, you mentioned Carolina, you got to have two or three pass catchers. There's been a lot of research on this topic, particularly by Eric Eager, who's now at the Panthers, was formerly with us at Sumer Sports. And he identified what he calls the third receiver problem, which is sometimes when you don't have that third guy, your offense kind of tanks. And ironically, we saw that with the Super Bowl champions last year, the Philadelphia Eagles, where they didn't have a third guy. And when A.J. Brown, they barely had a second guy, and their passing offense struggled for most of the year, and it kind of held them back. And Saquon Barkley and that offensive line had to shoulder a big load for most of the year. Regarding the wide receivers in total, there's three pockets of guys. There's number one, Tet McMillan, which is a one-man tier. Mm-hmm. Secondarily, you mentioned Luther Burden and Emeka Egbuka. And then there's this good pocket of guys kind of that will be available late second round, early third round. Jaden Higgins out of Iowa State. Jalen Noel out of Iowa State. Jalen Royals out of Utah State. And Trey Harris. I think that the curve is not super steep between those two groups. I think they're pretty similar players. They're just kind of different flavors of ice cream. And I'm wondering if teams won't wait until much later for the wide receivers to go, but I still have a lot of confidence that they'll go. Regarding Tet, I think Tet might be able to go as early as the Raiders. They just acquired Geno Smith.
Right.
I think the Panthers probably are going to rebuild their defense That has been said by Dave Canales. It seems as if they have a plan to rebuild that offensive line last year, get some young wide receivers. I think they still want to test those wide receivers. I think like a guy like Jalen Walker out of Georgia may be a good move for the Carolina Panthers.
Okay. So Jason mentioned Ty Felton from Maryland. What do you think about the Maryland receivers? You've got Felton and Caden Prather.
So I got a chance to watch some of them at the Shrine and Senior Bowl, and it's just really interesting when it comes to these wide receivers, how you kind of build your game. I think the game has kind of changed in the NFL now, where you want separators, but you want guys who can play in multiple different positions. And with the Maryland guys, I mean, they played together. There's a lot of interesting, you know, film out there on them. I just, again, wonder if these guys can go to the next level and be a certified wide receiver one. I think if people are evaluating them, it's to be that secondary guy who is complementary to a number one wide receiver and is able to make plays kind of off the back in reads two, three, and maybe even be a guy kind of like a Travis Kelce or some of these other great improvisational guys later on in the play. So I think that's probably the projection. He's probably going to be a Z at the next level for Ty Felton.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, when did you graduate from Tulane?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I graduated from Tulane in 2021.
Okay, so NIL was just kind of just starting up. And you played 4 years at Tulane, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Can you just imagine if you were playing now, you know, how many schools do you think you'd play for? Would you be looking for the money like some of these guys are? I mean, it's crazy, especially in college basketball, where guys can go to, you know, four different schools in 4 years. But, you know, the portal is nuts in college football, too. Are you kind of disgusted with the way college sports has, in my opinion, downgraded because of the portal?
With regards to Tulane in particular, if you would have told me when I was a freshman, and I was coming into a program at that time, which was led by Willie Fritz, now the coach at Houston, and you could see the glimmer of a rebuild, but Tulane at the time was one of the worst programs in the history of the NCAA. If you would have told me in 2016, 2017, when I was getting recruited, that John Sumrall, so a young kind of normal pipeline coach who has a lot of potential and had a good year at Tulane, would be recruiting against Bill Belichick at North Carolina for a five-star quarterback due to NIL. I wouldn't have believed you. But I think when you're evaluating this situation, I think a lot of blame goes on the NCAA. The decisions they've made on what to fight and when to fight have not turned out correctly. They decided to not make their players employees, not collectively bargain, and prop up this NIL thing. And the courts have said over and over again, liberal and conservative, Supreme Court and district court, that a person is entitled to profit off of their name, image, and likeness. That seems like a pretty, you know, a down the middle American thing. And that genie is out of the bottle. They're never getting that back with all the clearinghouses and settlements. I'm really worried that none of that is going to make it through the courts. It seems as if they were confident in it, and the judge started asking all these questions where it really fell down. And the final item here is that college sports is not rational like professional sports is. You have kids going in to you know, get education, and that becomes the fan base, and that fan base becomes the boosters. And boosters are not rational. I'd do most anything to it within my power to get Tulane to a national championship just so I can see my buddies and head down to New Orleans. Like, the idea that any of this is ever going to get fixed is pretty, you know, low probability to me.
Yeah.
And I think there are things that are lost. I think that, you know, we're losing the particularly the things like we see in women's basketball, which is why that has been so great. The players like Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark, who are there and have a story for 4 years. We're losing that pretty completely in football and in men's basketball. But on the flip side, it is fun to see these guys get paid, and it's fun when your team can get kind of better in 1 year and all of a sudden become a new team. We saw that with Syracuse last year, an excellent, fun team to watch.
Yeah.
And so I think there's pros and cons, but I do think we're losing a little bit of the long-term storytelling ability that college football did better than any other sport.
Yeah. Sam, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate it. Less than 10 days to the draft. I know you're pumped. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate y'all.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Sam Brockhouse, senior NFL analyst, data scientist for Sumer Sports. We'll do EB's entertainment page when we come back.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.